Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Teak, let's talk to one of the players on, let's face it, one of the teams in probably the best division of football. I mean, the Titans made the playoffs a year ago. The Jaguars made it to the AFC Championship game. The Colts have Andrew Luck back. And I'm talking about Kareem Jackson, safety, who's been there for a while, almost 10 years now. Kareem has been at Houston for a long time, and he has earned his keep, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney CBS Sports Radio. Kareem, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, doing great. How are you guys today?
We are good, well. Man. You've become the old head right on the defensive side of the ball. You're the oldest guy now there. People don't remember Kareem won a BCS because this was before the college football playoff national championship down at the University of Alabama. So we know successes. But when you look at this season, Kareem, really when you look at last season, how disappointing was it? We obviously know the injury to Deshaun Watson caused a lot of it, but 4-12 is not the standard that I think a lot of people had for the Houston Texans.
Yeah, definitely. Last year was definitely disappointing for us as a team. You know, we said with this losing Deshaun and losing a couple other key guys like JJ and Whitney. You know, the name of the game, you know, is who's healthy. You know, when it's you know close to Thanksgiving time. So, for us losing those guys, you know, and a huge part of our team, you know, and Deshaun, you know, definitely disappointing year for us. But for us, you know, we're just looking to get back to, you know, the team that we know we can beat, you know. So, this training camp, I think we've been doing some good things, you know, as a team. And, you know, just trying to come together and, you know, and go out and put the work in and day out, you know, to move, you know, step closer to our goals.
You know, and one of those goals, it won't get fixed or won't get met unless you have full health, like you mentioned. And J.J. Watt, as a guy who's won a couple of defensive MVPs, but the last couple of years have been frustrating, I guess is the easiest way to put it. How does he look, and does he feel like he's the same player that he was before he started being on the shelf for the last couple of years?
He's been looking pretty good. You know, obviously he's healthy now. You know, I'm not really sure how he feels. You know, I haven't really had that discussion with him, but, you know, just – on the outside looking in, you know, he's been looking pretty good. You know, he's been working hard. You know, everybody, you know, we know the type of guy he is, and you know, he prides himself on, you know, on the work that he put in off the field. So, you know, just looking forward to seeing him back out there. You know, seeing him back out there full goal and healthy. You know, it'll definitely make us, you know, that much better on defense.
Yep, we're all waiting for that. I mean, that was a big void in the NFL universe a year ago. It started with such promise. We're all looking forward to that. That's Kareem Jackson, of course, safety for the Texans. And, you know, Kareem, you know the drill. You've been around long enough, as I referenced before. We're looking for talking points. So when we get in at this point, and even, you know, late July up until, you know, late August, you know, preseason power polls, which teams have a chance for the Super Bowl, who is the elite teams? And invariably, you get the Patriots, of course. You get the Steelers. Everybody loves the Rams. You get some Kansas City. You get some Charger believers. You get. I feel like the Texans kind of get thrown into a category that if I'm you, I feel a little disrespected. Maybe you don't care about that, but I look at your roster top to bottom. I see a lot better than the Houston Texans. Do you guys feel overlooked in the general NFL universe a bit?
For us, you know, being the underdog, you know, I mean, that's who we are, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, none of that stuff matters to us. The preseason polls, all that stuff. Just predictions, you know. At the end of the day, it's going to be who goes out, who put the work in to be where they want to be when it comes time to get into the playoffs. You know, for us, we just our only thing on our mind is just going out and getting better each and every day. You know, us starting to gel and mesh as an offense and as a defense, and you know, and for us to be able to compete, you know, in all three phases. So, as long as we're doing that and we're working and we're holding each other accountable and. You know, we know what goals that we have in mind for ourselves as a team. So that's the only thing that's on our mind. And going out and putting the work in each and every day, you know, to move closer to those goals is, you know, is what we're worried about.
Kareem, how does Deshaun Watson look coming back from his ACL?
He's looking good, you know, moving around. You know, he's out there with the guys. So it's definitely great to have him out there, you know, with him being, a leader of our team, you know, at such a young age. You know, he carries himself, you know, like he's been here, you know, 9, 10 years. But he's looking real good, you know. So, like I say, excited to have him back out there.
Kareem, I wonder how much you pay attention to the news of the NFL, specifically the teams in the conference. And obviously, as I introduced you, we set up, you know, just how powerful and potent and explosive your AFC South is. But, you know, Andrew Luck hasn't played in a while, and you've seen firsthand what those spirals look like coming at you, certainly more than Tiki sitting in the studio. The Titans have a new head coach. The Jaguars just suspended two of their key defensive players. You pay attention to this stuff, or do you just immerse yourself in your own Houston Texans world?
Obviously you can't help but see some stuff. You know, but for me, I mean, I try not to pay it much attention because – you know, stuff changes, you know, here and there from day to day. So, you know, you can't get wrapped up in all that stuff. You know, my thing is just coming out and, you know, being the best, you know, locker room guy I can be and going out and doing what I need to do, you know, to be accountable for this team. You know, I mean, once you kind of get wrapped up in all the stuff that's kind of going on outside of, you know, what we have going on here, you know, in our locker room and our organization, and for me, that's when I think you kind of, you know, worry about a little bit too much.
Yeah.
So I just try to stay locked in with what we have going on because, you know, it's training camp time and all we should be worried about is, you know, getting better as a team.
Kareem, one guy you can, I think, opine about is the new head coach of the Tennessee Titans, Mike Vrabel, because he was there with you guys last year. How's he going to be as a head coach? I mean, I remember him as a player. Heard a little bit about him as a linebackers coach, and then obviously he was like co-defensive coordinator last year because Romeo was still there. What's he going to be like as a head coach of the Tennessee Titans?
I think he should be fine. I mean, you never know, you know. Mm-hmm. Being a head coach definitely comes with its challenges. So, you know, he has that pedigree, you know, playing New England and, you know, being here with Coach O'Brien. Coach O'Brien is a great head coach. So, you know, I'm sure he'll try to mimic some of the things that he's seen, you know, through head coaches that he played for or either been around. So, you know, I think it should be fine.
How does it work when one of your former coaches goes and coaches a rival now? You know what he likes, but he also knows what you like, but also what your weaknesses are. Who's got the advantage right there?
Obviously he's not out there playing. So, you know, regardless of what, you know, is being said or any of that stuff, you know, I mean, we got to go out there and play, you know. Like I said, he's not out there playing for his guys, you know. So for us, we just got to go out and execute, you know, regardless if he know what's going on. I mean, if you go out and execute, you know, it'll make it's hard to be beat like that. So at the end of the day, it's all about execution.
Kareem, the Houston sports scene right now, I mean, you guys are exciting, but no disrespect, you guys were distant third. Let's call for what it is, man. The world champion Astros, who we're trying to, you know, repeat now, and I know Verlander's been a little shaky the last month or so, but the Astros are great. Correa just came back healthy. They fixed up the bullpen. The Rockets have the beard. They just signed Melo. They got CP3. I mean, any pressure to kind of keep pace with the other your fellow athletes in town? It's a good scene right now. It's very vibrant. It's got to be fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun, you know. I'm a huge basketball and baseball fan, so getting a chance to see those guys, you know, compete at an elite level is amazing, you know, to have those two teams here in the city. You know, like you said, the city is definitely, you know, when it comes to the sports, you know, at an all-time high right now. But I don't think there's any pressure, you know, for us. We just got to go out and be the team that we know we can be, you know. I mean, so that's our only concern, you know. We're not concerned with, you know, what those guys are doing. At the end of the day, it's all about, you know, what we can go out and do as a team and, you know, holding each other accountable and just go out and just play, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it's football for us, you know. It's a lot of fun for us, you know. But like I said, we just got to go out and play, no pressure at all.
So you could do. Kareem Jackson, defensive back for the Texans here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Kareem, the team that I think a lot of people believe is sitting at the top preseason before we've actually played any real games, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and it's odd to say it because for years it's been like, they're pulling up the rear, right? But now
they just ship them out to London.
Exactly.
Because nobody wants to watch London. Them.
Nobody wants to watch it here. But now they're a viable squad. I mean, when you think about the transition, really, it happened pretty quickly, too, at least. It felt like it happened really quickly. The Jaguars are the team to beat. Do you guys buy that, or do you still see them as the whipping boy, so to speak?
I mean, every year, you know, poses its challenges. You know, they're gonna have to go. They got to come out and repeat what they did last year. You know, they're gonna have to be able to, you know, duplicate the same thing they did last year. You know, it's a new season. You know, there's new faces on every team. You know, nobody can sit and say what they did last year. You know, I mean, they didn't win the Super Bowl or anything like that. You know, they had a good year. You know, don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, they got to go out and they got to duplicate it again. So, you know, for us, like I said, it's just going out and just getting better each and every day. You know, like I say, all the preseason polls, all the records and all that stuff for last year don't matter.
Yeah.
You know, it's a new season, new team. So, you know, you got to strap it on this year and you got to show us.
Yeah, and let's be honest, Kareem, the way the league's gone, Kareem Jackson with us here, Tiki and Tierney, Texans, D-back, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. The way the league's gone, you're not winning games 14-10 anymore, 13-7. You got to put points up, and nobody has a better perspective on your offense than you because you stare at them at practice every day. And I really believe, and I believe Teak would co-sign this as well, there's not a more overlooked wide receiver than Hopkins. I mean, everybody rifles off Antonio Brown, and I get it, and Odell Beckham Jr., I get it, Julio Jones, I get it. Hopkins needs more love. Fuller runs a 4-3. Lamar Miller's got good hands. I think your offense could be top five and, you know, really should put up, you know, 25, 28, 30 points on a weekly basis. Is that what you expect from those 11 guys?
I mean, like you name the guys, you know, that are, you know, the big time guys on our offense. You know, I mean, like you said, they don't get a ton of credit, but I mean, at the end of the day, when you go back and you look at it, you know, you look at Hop's numbers. You know, his numbers always incredible. You know, Will Fuller does incredible things. You know, Lamar, all those guys. You know, as a group, you know, they go out and they perform each and every Sunday. You know, and just seeing those guys in camp, you know, definitely, you know, for us, it won't get any better. You know, for us to see those guys each and every day, you know, definitely help making us better. But I think, you know, you see them this year, you know, everybody start to respect them more. Yeah, and with the style of offense that they run and, you know, with Deshaun on the center, you know, they'll definitely, you know, do some great things this year. And, you know, I'm always excited to see those guys because I know what they're capable of because I see it every day. So, yeah. I mean, it'll be exciting.
Now, they're not excited to see you guys, I'm sure, because you guys got a hell of a defense. We talked about it a little bit before with J.J. and Merciless, Whitney Merciless, and obviously Jadeveon Clowney. But in your secondary, you and Jonathan Joseph on the corners, and then Tyrann Mathieu is there now. How is he? You know, because obviously we knew him as a Cardinal. What's his attitude like? What did he bring to this defensive meeting room and obviously on the field as well?
He has a great attitude. You know, he brings another style of leadership. You know, he's very vocal. You know, he's played a ton of ball. He has a ton of experience, you know, and he's very versatile as well. So, you know, just having him here has kind of boosted our secondary to another level. So, you know, he's trying to hold the guys accountable. And like I said, you know, with his experience and my experience and J-Jo's experience, you know, he got a ton of ball between the three of us. So, you know, we're just excited. You know what I mean? It's like I said, each and every year, it's a new year. You have new guys come in that can help you and definitely going to give you a boost. So, you know, we're excited to see where this thing can go, you know, this year.
All right, man. So as much as I said, maybe some of the pundits and some of the fans overlook what Houston has, the networks aren't. Three primetime games for the Texans with the chance to obviously flex in a few late. So looking forward to watching this team play, Kareem. Thanks for hopping on, buddy.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.